today, we're going to be talking to Aurovillian Tom Moore, a filmmaker as well as a teacher. He holds stop-motion workshops for children in Auroville from time to time, and this is the third time that he's going to be working with the Auroville Film Festival.
Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Could you introduce yourself to the listeners so that they have a better understanding of who we are talking to today?
So my name's Tom, and I've been part of the Auroville Film Festival team since 2013. And so this next coming festival will be the third one I've helped organise, and I'm really looking forward to it.
For how long have you been in Auroville?
Since 2012.
2012.
January, yeah.
And since 2013, have the films gone better every year?
I'm not sure about whether they're better or not, but definitely in quantity. And we've had so many more submissions with every festival. And so that's what part of the reason why the next festival in December, from December 16th to the 23rd, will be 7 days long instead of the 5 days that it has been before.
Okay. What is the educational outreach program all about?
The educational outreach program has taken filmmaking into schools and giving students the opportunity to learn filmmaking skills all different aspects, from writing to filming to editing. Personally, I've been working a lot with the schools and making films with the students, in particular stop-motion animation. And in recent years, it's been a lot of fun, where all the students can come and enjoy the films made by each other. And that's great to see. And that's one highlight of the festival. The educational outreach program, where we get donations and contributions to buy equipment, and especially like from places like the Funds for World Education, been very generous, and we've been able to buy cameras and all sorts of sound equipment and lights, which we didn't have before, and so the quality of films have improved.
And there's something called the Kino Cabaret that's going to be introduced this time.
That's right, the normal regular Kino that we started in November 2016 consists of different groups of people making films during 1 month and coming together every first Saturday of every month to screen them. And this only stipulations being that they need to be between 30 seconds and 6 minutes, and they can be of anything as long as they're not a commercial or an attempt to promote some project or something. And so with that idea in mind, we go one step further, which is to do what's known as a Kino Cabaret, whereby these groups of filmmakers make a film within a given time period. So often it's 2 days or 3 days. We've decided to go with 50 hours in correlation with the 50th anniversary of Auroville. And so during the festival, 50 hours of that will be given for film people to come together and make films and then have them screened during the festival also.
Is there any particular topic that they'll be given on the film song?
We'd like to introduce with this kind of Kino Cabaret at least two aspects randomly chosen. So one prop, like a toothbrush or a garage or I don't know, whatever it could be, and a line of dialogue that have to be within the film. So each film must contain these two objects, which would give a certain different element of experimentation and spontaneity and creativity and into the mix.
And how important do you think Auroville Film Festival is for Auroville?
Well, every year it's grown in size and more people are coming. It's a real opportunity for people to see films and for filmmakers to have their films screened, which really those important films which develop the theme of human unity, but look at many aspects of what that means, from social, political, environmental, and a lot of great films that have educated us about things we wouldn't have known otherwise.
And this time the festival's longer. So how are you guys managing funds?
Well, funds are always an aspect, but one that makes the festival perhaps even more special, in that when it's based on a gift economy and people willingly, happily share what resources they have without expectation in return, that's a great thing. And with limited funds, it really pushes us to try to still provide a great festival with what we have. But we're always open to donations, obviously, and because things, at the end of the day, a lot of things still cost, and so any donations are very welcome.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.